for shizzle. All
right. Herbalicious. Ace to the E to the RB.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stefan.
Hi, this is Johnny.
Samantha.
It's me, it's really come.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb, how's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
And you're listening to Foul Monkey.
Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus.
I swear to Jesus Christ, Savior of the Christians, or the whatever, Nathan is so fucking country, he belongs in this state.
And I'm Nathan.
I'm Nathan. Nathan. It's so cute.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys, episode 130. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is Angry Goatee.
And this is Tim.
Oh, you want to use your real name?
I'm Tim.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you spell it gay?
Do you spell it T-Y-M?
Tim-I-M. T-I-M-I. T-M-I.
Tim-I.
Tonight.
Sorry. So we are. You have your blue bandana on the right side, right? That's from the song, right?
He wears a yellow bandana.
Ooh. In the right or left back pocket?
The left pocket.
You're a piss top. Stop. You hear that? Stop.
I know.
Okay, so this is Ricky. Herb and I are still on Thanksgiving vacation.
In Virginia.
And we are at Angry Goatees, a.k.a. Can we use your real name?
Mike.
Yes.
Mike the Mexican. Like Mike the Mechanic.
It looks like Carlos Mencia.
Yeah.
Being told.
Totally. Like Mike the Mechanic, only more of a mechanic.
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
So we were supposed to We were supposed to record three episodes, something like that, while we're on vacation. One with my friend Melissa, one with my sister, and one with you guys. Well, you're the only episode that we recorded.
So we
got to
consolidate that shit.
We feel honored. Thank you.
So, like we said on our little 5-minute thingy, we have been away for a while, and life has been crazy, and things have been going on. And yes, my voice is too loud. And anyway, we're on Thanksgiving vacation, and it's been cool. It's been fucking cold. That's what it's been. Virginia is like, my nipples cut off diamonds, my balls shrivel up into prunes, and Ricky's flying squirrels turn into like gerbils that hibernate. That's how cold it is in this state. I swear to God. Ugh. It's like,
all right, like, before we go into vacation and all that stuff, do you guys want to introduce yourself and all that great stuff, like who you are? You know,
well, if the listeners have been listening since the beginning, they'll know who I am.
Oh, you're that popular.
You know, he used to be Gay's Okay.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Back in the
So what was the name change reason? Why did you do that?
Gays weren't okay anymore.
Well, you know, according to Bush, actually, it was more of a political move because, you know, George Bush did get reelected and I was pretty pissed off about it. And
it's just, and you have a goatee?
Yeah, you know, and fucking angry about it, so that's why I changed it. And once the fucker's out of office, then I'll change it back to something else. I don't know. I might keep it.
All of that work for Bush.
Well,
of course, bro.
My statement.
Any Bush is worth that amount of work, bro. Shit.
Gross. And how old are you? 22.
No, I'm 33.
Tim? Man. Introduce yourself.
I'm Tim.
You're a McDonald's employee who only works the drive-thru, but only with the people that don't know how to read that can only point at the picture.
That's right. That's okay. Right.
What?
No, I'm just making.
I know.
Do they really have registers like that?
Yeah.
Just pictures now. Oh wow.
Or they press a button and it shoots out like Jetsons, and then you go home and you complain about how you had to wait 10 seconds for your meal today. Remember that on Jetsons? They'd be like, you know.
I don't remember that.
Well, you're too old for the Jetsons. I don't know.
Weren't the Jetsons from the 60s or something?
No, the Flintstones were from the 70s. The Jetsons were from the
80s. No, the Flintstones were from the 60s. 1960 to 1967. I looked it up on Wikipedia.
You're showing your age there, right?
Well, I'm not from the 60s.
Because he remembers when they were on, for sure.
Yeah, whatever. So, yes, we've been in Virginia. It's been cold as hail.
And we've been watching cartoons, if you can't tell, because your sister Teresa has
Boomerang,
which is the best channel ever.
Do you guys have Boomerang?
No, we have basic cable.
You know it, though? Okay. Okay, for anybody that doesn't know Boomerang, their slogan is, "It's all coming back to you." It's a channel put on by Cartoon Network.
Sounds like Celine Dion.
Of all,
it's all coming back. Or that's Meatloaf, too, right? Yes. He originally did it.
But it's all old cartoons, so anything old, Hanna-Barbera, 60s, 70s, 80s.
Racist cartoons.
Like Snorks, Smurfs, Flintstones,
Oggy Doggy. Oh, I'd love to see the Snorks.
Like Quick Draw McGraw.
So it's the original cartoons. They haven't been.
Looney Tunes, Tom and Jerry.
Good stuff.
Do you guys remember the Shirt Tales?
My favorite show.
Yeah.
I love the Shirt
Tales. No one ever remembers the Shirt Tales.
They don't.
I think I remember that.
I love them.
They all lived in a tree and they were happy.
In New York. Yeah. And
in the middle of New York.
And their feelings, only tree in New York. And their feelings would flash on their shirt.
Yes.
And I think like Hardee's or something had toys, Happy Meal toys that had them. What's wrong?
It's on automatic.
We have
shuffle.
A ghost.
Oh.
Yeah, it shuts off on its own.
Right. Does a ghost poke you in the night?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. I think I see a poltergeist. A boner geist.
Boner geist.
Anyway, I'm done.
So Mike and Tim treated us out to Outback and then took us to the Roanoke Star, the Mill Mountain Star, right?
Right.
Isn't there a zoo up there?
There is.
Where they keep the black people. Oh, no, that's in the city.
So wrong. Let's not make this a racist episode, okay?
How can't we? We're in Roanoke, Virginia. We are the minority, all right?
Mine.
That's about all there is to do in Roanoke, actually. Just, you know, star and.
Oh, I was like, make fun of black
people. No, go eat.
That's awful. So we went to Outback and we saw a bunch of cute men and we saw Ricky Nelson's one of his sons
and
the Nelson
Gunner Nelson twins, I think it was Gunner
and Mike Gunner Mike Nelson. And Tim, Mike and Tim bought us a drink like T-Pain. They bought us many drinks. I don't know. I just,
we saw a bunch of cute people there and this one lady. I had to be kind of rude, but kind of quiet about it. But we were waiting for a seat, you know, waiting for them to call us. And this one lady was standing there, and the only thing that was in the seat was her purse as she was holding it.
It was like as big as one of her ass cheeks, so it could have fit me, you know?
So I was kind of rude, and I was like, oh, well, I guess that chair's to hold up your purse.
Did you say that to her?
I said it out loud.
Okay. I heard it, but I didn't realize. I didn't know if she was right there.
Yeah, she was right there.
Yeah, I waited till she left, and I hit Rika. I was like, good God, could you have been any louder? Shit.
He's like, yes.
But Tim was about to say it himself. So
I was. Right. I was. That's actually one of my sayings to people.
Pet peeves.
A pet peeves, excuse me.
Well, there's
like, apparently that seat was for your third role. Bitch.
Well, this is how I see it. I say it out loud, and if you feel offended, then you're fucking guilty of it.
That's true.
I was just saying it out loud.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You're the one at fault. Yeah. So
it's like, don't be a stereotype if you don't want to be, or don't be something if you don't want.
I'm sorry, you just happen to be the person that has the purse on the seat.
Right. The reason it was so bad too is it was crowded. It's cold outside, so everyone's inside waiting for get seated to eat and. You know, you want to make room for everyone to sit down. And
those people next to us, like next to me, I was like...
The Mennonites.
Yeah. I thought they were pilgrims.
What does that mean?
I thought they were pilgrims.
I thought they were Amish.
I thought they didn't believe
the guy had like the Abraham Lincoln shit.
Yeah. Well, they're kind of Amish.
The true Amish aren't here because Amish don't use...
Electricity
or any of your traditional... Well, they weren't using any of your modern stuff. Well, they had to get there. Because he had to use a car to get here because there's no horse and buggy in Roanoke.
Oh, okay.
Unless you pay to, you know.
Downtown.
Oops.
I know.
But what were you saying about the Mennonites?
What were you saying about them?
No, Mennonites, what is that?
That one kid knocked the hell
out of his head.
Out of his head on that bench.
I can't make the.
Whose phone's on?
Yours.
Oh.
It was all.
It's all the way over there. I'm not getting up. Yeah. But yeah, so, he knocked the hell out of his head.
So we showed Mike and Tim 2girls1cup.com. Go there and die.
Do not go to that site.
Yeah, I tell everybody don't listen to Ricky, but it's really, but I watched the whole thing this time and I don't feel sick. I mean, that doesn't do anything.
Oh, I was watching it this time and I got sick. Well, I mean, I was gagging.
Yeah, but you do that at night too.
Oh. That's a good kind of gag.
Right.
That's seriously, I showed almost
it,
puked.
Yeah,
that
I
one.
Showed it to my mom.
Oh,
I showed I was that
like,
to my mom.
How dare you? Your mom is 48. She's going to have like premenopause vaginal bleeding disorder.
I don't want to like think rejection. About that at all.
I'm sure she didn't want to think about poo and scat and shit.
Don't tell everybody about it. They have to go check it out for
all
themselves.
All I said was three words.
I got guy in it.
Caca Pucci.
No te gusta la caca.
You don't like caca? You don't like shit?
No me gusta la caca, no. I feel better once it's out of me, but that's about it.
But watching, yeah, let's.
Well, it depends on the smell, because sometimes I would just rather it stay there.
Until it rots further? Oh, you know what we need to talk? Where's my phone? Okay, on our way here, because we did drive all the way here, I have to talk about the different things that we smelled.
Through each state.
Each area.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, so we left out of Lakeland, Florida, which is in between Tampa and Orlando, if y'all don't know. And I picked up y'all. Yes, shut the fuck up. Jacksonville smells like diapers. Georgia smells like...
Not just diapers, but diapers that have been pissed in.
Yeah, it's fucking nasty. Georgia smells like sewer and magic markers.
I agree with that.
South Carolina smells like, this is the most, dirty socks, fertilizer, a bad buffet, and burning tires.
Which city is this?
South Carolina. Oh. The whole fucking thing. North Carolina smells like skunk with a lot
like
of cakes.
Everything was a skunk.
Yeah, skunk.
It
everywhere.
Was so nasty.
And then Virginia smells like hairspray. It really does. And we both were like,
what kind of hairspray? Aquanet?
Aquanet, like, of course.
Like Ricky Lake, like her story.
Aquanet with CFCs.
Ew. Damn.
But anyway, yeah, me and Ricky were like, dead on with these smells. He was like, what is it? I'm like, hairspray. He's like, yeah. It was like dead on. Yeah.
But the diaper one was so funny. I was like, God, what the fuck is that smell? And he's like, oh my God, it's a diaper. It was great. Hey, if you guys are looking at this, if I'm not looking and you see something pop up, let me know, because we need to stop it and fix it real quick.
Because Leopard is amazing. And
shut up.
Simple and intuitive.
Are we going to go there?
So I should own Windows. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you can replace your machine every year. Okay.
Actually, no, so I like upgrades.
Like Beyonce?
Let me upgrade.
Okay, so we talked about this on the last show we recorded, but it didn't actually come through.
I don't want to talk about all that trip stuff again.
I'm not going to talk about all that trip stuff. I'm just saying, somehow we've been obsessed with I'm a Flirt and Same Girl from fucking R. Kelly.
Same Girl.
And it's not even because he's good, it's just because he's so ridiculous.
Conceited.
And so full of himself, it's like terrible. It's like, what? I always wanted to know that if I bring over anybody within 100-foot vicinity of you, you will flirt with them and fuck them and piss on them.
Of course I will.
That's great, R. Kelly. Thank you.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about me. Want to drip, drip, drip.
Yeah. He says, I'm black, handsome, I'm rich, plus I... Or no. He goes, I'm black, handsome, I sing, plus I'm rich, and I'm a flirt. So don't bring your girls to the VIP, because I'll walk away with their pussy.
Now I understand your LiveJournal post. I was like, I saw that.
Oh, when you say call this number?
He's like, girls, if your ladies ain't doing it right, or if your man ain't doing it right, call us on the screen. He puts his phone number on the fucking screen. I was like...
But not his real number.
Well, you call it, and when you call the number, it plays like the track from his song, and then you can leave a message for R. Kelly. It's like, leave a message for R. Kelly. You know, it's like him... talking about himself in third person to leave a message for himself.
Did you call the number?
No.
He did.
No,
yes,
Drew
he
did. Drew did.
Is it free? Let's call it.
Drew Lennon.
Is it free?
Well, we won't be able to record it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because
I can put on speakerphone. So. Hello.
Do it.
Okay. Well, look at my LiveJournal post.
Oh, shit. Wait.
Let's talk in between this. Blah, 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 blah.
All right.
What do we want to say?
Huh?
We want to say about the feather?
The feather?
No, never mind.
The that
me like I'm feathering. Ow.
What's the feather?
Herbie, go.
What's the feather?
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
He said feather.
No, never mind. I was, you said to talk, and I'm just rambling.
Oh, no. Talk.
But I'm a flirt. For those that, you know, that care, Tim and I, we're a married couple. Got married.
Like actually married, guys.
Yeah, and we, and where it's legal, recognized as a couple, where it's legal in Vermont. Been together for a while now.
12 years.
That's a long time.
You regret it?
And
12 years, man. That's crazy.
No.
Like any sort of openness?
No.
No.
That's awesome. No, I'm like totally impressed. That's like very hard for many men to do.
Yeah. We just masturbate a whole hell of a lot.
Always. Like, oh, shit. He's out of the house.
Watch a lot
hey,
of porn.
You know, sometimes just doing it by yourself is nice.
Yes.
You know,
doing it with yourself is okay. Good.
Yes, that's good too.
Yeah. You 12 masturbation.
And then, like, when you're done, you could just be like, I'm done. You can do whatever you need to do.
You can go to the other room
I'm
now.
I'm going to sleep.
Okay, I love how his area code is actually 312, like in that Snoop Dogg song where he's like, if you're ever in the 312, holla at a
312.
Yeah, I got it.
I want to say it on the show. What's that? If you want to call R. Kelly, his number's 312-278-3965.
Oh, I saw a 3. 1278.
3965.
And my glasses. Like, do we have to backtrack that? All right, hold on. It'll have interference, but
do you hear that?
Everybody. Wait. Mr. R. Kelly, this is Foul Monkeys, and you're
what? Live on the show.
Yeah, well, he can't hear that. You're live on the show. I don't think he can hear it. Oh, yeah. I don't know how well it picked up.
Foulmonkeys.com.
I'm a flirt.
You're supposed to hit pound to keep the message.
Oh.
No, it'll record it.
That's not what it says.
I can't believe he actually pound.
Yeah. I can't believe.
What? Sorry. You just wanted to say pound.
Pound. Me.
.com.
I can't believe it's actually
falling asleep. Oh my god.
Ouch.
Oh.
Ooh, beer. I can't believe it's actually like a song voice recording, like leave me a message. And you see did you hear the fucking that's the T-Pain thing that I'm talking about, yeah. Where it's like synthesized. I can't stand it. But anyway, so Ricky has three pretty cool nephews, and one of them, Mr. Philip, who's a
fatty.
Yeah, he's a pudgy bastard. He looks just like Ricky, and he goes to me, and he's country as fuck. And somehow I thought, like, the country thing kind of came in later in life, you know, like you develop it like the Force or some shit. But he's 4 years old and looks like he's, like, 7 because he's, like, real heavy. But but he's, like...
He's not heavy. He's stout.
Okay.
He's thick.
He's big-boned.
Stack. No, but we were watching.
He is 4. Stop it.
We were watching Boomerang, and you know, of course, we're watching like Adam Ant, and in the Adam Ant theme song, they pull out a gun and shoot it, and Adam Ant stops the bullet, which of course couldn't exist in shows nowadays because kids will go out and you know kill ants with guns. So
or magnifying glasses.
So he's like, oh, that's amazing. My daddy's got a baby gun, and I was like, what the fuck? That's like it's like country on top of speech impediment and stop on top of 4 years old. It sounds like really, really weird. And he can't say my name.
But he has a 4-year-old speech impediment. It's not like he's.
Well, yeah, he's not retarded. Yeah. Well, we don't know yet, but.
No, I'm pretty sure.
No, but he calls me Harb because no. He can't say Herb.
No, Hulb.
Hub.
Hulb.
Hulb.
It's pretty cute.
He puts an L in it.
But the kids seem to like me, so I figure, hey, I'm still good with kids. Yeah.
This is also the 4-year-old who weighs 64 pounds. When I took off my shirt, he's like, you got fat boobies.
And enjoys long walks to the potty.
And then I said, well, you got fat boobies too. And then he puts his together and he's like, mine don't meet like yours.
I can't conduct electricity with my nipples. Oh, wait, that was me. Sorry.
So let's see what else.
What you know, now that you, when was the last time you saw your family? What, 2-3 years ago?
2 to 2.5 years ago, yeah.
Right. How did the family take the introduction to Herb?
Actually, I can't believe this.
I can't believe it's not butter.
I'm actually shocked because my mom loves Herb.
That's awesome.
I mean, she like has nothing bad to say. Mm-hmm. She had a lot to say about my ex.
Yeah, from what I understand, she would say the bad right now in front of me. So.
But my, like, I don't understand this, but like, she had a lot to say about my ex, but never told me until then. I brought Herb over
because you asked
her. Yeah,
you're like, what do you think about Kevin?
So. Yeah. It was cool, and now she wants to email Herb's mom to thank her for raising her son the way she did.
Aww.
Which we still have to get her email address.
Right on. Yeah, the kids like me. Sister, hopefully, liked me. And your mom likes me, so that's cool.
Well, yeah. How many are in your family? I mean, how big is the family?
I didn't get to see my youngest brother and my youngest sister because I wasn't able to get a hold of them.
They're like step
yeah.
kids. Okay.
Well, half siblings.
Right.
And they all live here?
Mm-hmm. And then I have my sister, and then she has 3 nephews. And then my sister, my mom, my stepdad, and my aunts we've met, or I met. Thank God Herb didn't go, because...
But don't bring him to the club, because I'm a flirt with her, and he's going to flirt with her. And if she's looking that good, then she's going to flirt with her.
Whatever. So basically, I went to my aunt's house. What were you going to say, Tom?
rkelly.com.
That's a plug right there. I can't stop, dude. That song is so funny. It cracks me up. And actually, the beat is really good. I like it.
But he's not buy you a drink.
No, that's okay. T-Pain. T-Pain is in the I'm a Flirt song, though.
And he's in Same Girl.
Yeah, he's in all of them. He's like the new Akon, because Akon, like, earlier this year, like the beginning of 07, was in like everything. You can go anywhere without hearing his African ass. And he sounds very African, so he's all, you know, nobody want to see us together.
Who is this?
It's like Akon.
Acorn?
Acorn, yeah. Acorn.
That's his African name, Acorn. Yeah.
And he's like, oh, all the time in every song. And he was featured in like 10 different hits that were all on the radio at the same time. And now that's T-Pain. He's took his place.
He's the one that sings about prison and
I'm locked up. You know, yeah, that's the.
Yeah.
Oh.
Can you say stereotype?
I know, like, not only is he from Africa.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Nelson Mandela.
Here, yeah. Get up, Herb.
At least he speaks English.
Get up, man. Get up. Sit up here.
Get up, stand up.
Remember?
Stand
fancy.
Up for your rights.
We have a fancy... Oh.
Oh, snap. You
now
are a
that
fucking
kicks
genius,
ass
Michael.
Right there.
Miguel Jesus.
We need something. One of these tables right here.
Yeah, we have a coffee table that...
This is
the
hot.
Tabletop can lift
that
up.
Turns into Star Trek.
There you go. It doesn't even from the Star Trek whenever the doors open and close.
This is awesome.
And this is the way God created it.
Oh my God.
All right. So, do you want to tell them the story but not give the company's name?
No, give the company's name and tell the story. Look at that shit.
Okay. Ashley Furniture.
We don't want to give names.
Ashley Furniture. Ashley Furniture.
He's
not sponsoring the show.
At all.
Who is religious based, by the way, so they probably don't fucking like the show anyway.
Who were not advertising because they suck.
No, because they suck. Yeah. Anyway, they sold us crappy furniture, and we sent it back. They gave us replacements, only the replacements was as crappy as the original.
Mm-hmm.
So I threw a bitch fit, as I always do when I don't get my way or what I want. And they ended up sending the manager and supervisors over to our house, at which time told us that it was the way God created it. And I thought I was going to lose my fucking mind. So by the time we were done with them, we ended up with a $450 coffee table, which basically is free.
It's like a dinner table, too.
It is.
Yeah, and the top of it extends with these little arms underneath, kind of like... I can't think of what else that's like, really. But
reminds
but it,
me of Short Circuit.
Johnny Five is alive.
Right? Number five.
It's kind of like a lazy Susan, but it doesn't go around. It doesn't.
It's
not even a lazy.
It's like
Susan.
A long-legged Susan,
and the legs are in the air.
Right.
But nobody's screaming.
That
Jesus.
Sounds like Susan.
That is the God. That is the way God created it.
I was like, that's the way really? God...
Really? So, how many gods do you have putting your furniture together? Right. Because...
Well, if they're Latino, because
I'm pretty sure they're all Mexican. Right. Either Mexican or Vietnamese.
Come on now. Vietnamese.
Oh, yeah, it's not true. Sorry.
That's so rude.
Shiz.
I don't want to be a racist podcast anymore.
We're not
anymore.
Racist. We're just funny. All the fucking time.
very opinionated.
Yeah.
In San Francisco, we have no opinions.
For those of you first listening, possibly, maybe, we do make fun of everybody, whether you're gay, white, black, whatever it
fat,
is.
Skinny.
And we all have different backgrounds and different experiences with people. And
short or tall.
We don't take any of it serious. So
what about
shut the fuck up.
Straight people? Do we make fun of straight people?
Yeah, because straight boys kiss like this.
Their tongues are touching, by the way.
Yeah.
So whose kind tongue of. Was that that's pierced? Is that your tongue's pierced?
No, neither of us.
Oh, I had a pierced tongue.
Your lip. Yeah, that's what I saw.
I used to have a pierced tongue, but I took it out to be more professional.
You took it out because it kept getting stuck in penis.
Yeah. I kept getting
I kept
chlamydia.
Getting fungus
I kept
there.
Getting chlamydia infections in my mouth, so you know I took it off.
In my mouth. Your country really hasn't come out that bad here. Like his country, I thought your country would come out more here. Like
if I was here, probably about 2 weeks longer, it would be on full force.
But I think I start when I'm around your mom. I just do it. I can't stop. It doesn't sound authentic.
What's
but
funny
I do it.
Is we were at dinner with our friend Melissa. Well, Herb and I had a conversation in the car. He goes, "Do you think I can convince people that I'm from the South if I talk like this?" And I was like, "Well, not with the people around this area because they're just going to look at you like you're retarded
but I was
or
like,
you're making fun of them."
Right. But I was like, you know, like people not from the South. He's like, "Yeah, probably."
So do your best country accent and don't do the BB gun because that one
sucks.
BB
gun. Doesn't suck. That's
how your nephew sounds. He did not say. Do you know what? Like
he's like, "My daddy's got a BB gun."
See, it makes sounds like he's making fun of someone.
No, that's what he said. He's
quoting.
If he came to someone from Southwest Virginia,
Texas type.
If he went up to someone and talked to them like that, they would probably kill you. Because they would think you're making
with
fun of
like
them.
Like a pitchfork or something? Or?
No, a machete.
In Roanoke, we don't have violence. We kick people's asses.
You have drug dealers?
It's only in the ghetto.
I'm poisonous shit.
You only get shot at a bar. Oh, too soon.
Oh my god. I was
we gave him a tour of downtown Roanoke.
I was expecting some guy cuz it's so fucking cold that there it's too cold for drive-bys. So I'm like I'm expecting some big black guy like fucking Yin-Yang twin voices.
Why they gotta be black?
Cuz shut the fuck up. It's part of the story.
This is a black and white show.
I expect some guy on the corner to be
no
like,
gray matter.
To be like, "Hey man, breathe this through your lungs, nigga. It gets you warm on the inside." You know, and like flash open his jacket or some shit. You know, like, because it's so cold. It's too cold for violence. It's like, all I need right now is something that keeps me warm. I don't need anything else. I don't need to get high. I just need warmth.
It just totally reminded me of Quarantino movie just now when you did that.
What, Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah. Just...
Oh, the best part of Pulp Fiction is at the end where he's like, I need you to stop yelling. Yelling makes me nervous and scared. And when motherfuckers get scared, motherfuckers get shot. That's like the best. And he has his fucking wallet that says fucking badass or whatever it says. I don't know. That was the coolest part of the entire movie. I could just watch that and I would be fine with Pulp Fiction.
That whole movie was awesome. I love that movie.
Yeah, that's my favorite one from
me. I used to have a poster, but I had this asshole roommate from New Jersey who decided to get mad and punch a hole through it.
His name is what?
Joe.
Yeah.
Something Casuccio or something. I can't remember his
Italian.
Last name.
Did you say Cucci?
Yeah, Cuccio.
Pop that Cucci.
So why did Cuccio punch the hole to the poster?
Because he got mad at his New Jersey brothers who came down to our apartment and stayed and used all my fucking Smarties as sidewalk chalk.
That's so fucking ghetto, man.
Smarties
the candy. They used it as chalk.
Like the little
to make street signs and stuff or street. You know, as sidewalk chalk.
Oh, Sharpies.
No.
Smarties.
Smarties. You know, the one that looks like little pills.
And they
that are
taste
kind of
like, they taste, I don't even know. What
they're kind of like sweet tarts, yeah. But
oh,
when the crisp,
oh,
yeah. In the
we
clear
We ran out of chalk, so we used them Smarties.
I was pissed. They sucked.
Chalk?
Chalk.
Oh, okay. Well, you know when the country comes out?
When
you say
when
because.
I drink.
No, when you say because.
Because.
I say because, like B-E-C-U-Z. Because.
Where did beer go?
He says because.
Do you say fur or for?
I say four.
It depends on what accent I'm doing. No, I say
what four. Do you look at me fur?
What you look at me fur?
You look at me? You looking at me fur?
I say four. And I don't say wars.
If you don't keep
wash.
Looking at me, I'm going to throw you in that crick.
And I don't say in the floor. I say on the floor.
Oh, I like this.
Things are on the floor.
Can you cut that light off?
Can you cut the... Yeah.
Can you cut him off? He's had too much beer.
Right. That could be racial somehow. I don't know.
He's drinking out of a brown bottle.
Can you cut him off?
I do say y'all.
There is only one brown boy here.
Yeah, I say y'all.
Yeah, y'all. Since I lived here.
Well, there is no...
Kinda.
There is, like, no other way to say y'all. Like, that expression, there is no other
you
word
all.
For that.
Well,
all, yeah, but that sounds like
you?
An infomercial.
Or all of you, or... Hey.
All y'all.
Hey, Yuns.
Y'all fools.
Have y'all heard that? Yuns. Or Ewens.
Youngins.
Youngins.
Or a holla.
Holla at a player.
Holla at a player.
Holla at a player. Holla.
If you're ever in the 480, holler at somebody in Phoenix. That's my phone number.
That sounds really wild.
480-555-1223.
What was that? 304? What was that on your bumper there? On your
305.
305.
Miami representing.
Yeah, man. The only people to represent Miami are like me and Trick Daddy and Pitbull. And both of them kind of suck. Trick Daddy's all right. But
there's more famous people from Miami.
No, not
there.
Rappers though. That's like the only ones from there. Will Smith talks about Miami, but he's not from there.
Who gives a rat's ass about rappers?
I thought you were gonna say Will Smith. I was like, I know you do in the bathroom with yourself and your penis.
Shut up. He looks really hot like, in the new movie he's coming out with.
Second that.
He's like, I wanna see I
He pulls that shirt off and he's doing pull ups on the bar. I'm like, oh, I love a man that can do at
chocolate
least one pull-up.
He's like, mix your milk with my Cocoa Puff. Milky,
milky,
milky
right.
I go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, my God. You know fucking Cocoa Krispies, they changed that? Or no, Cookie Crisp. They took away the burglar and the cop because
what?
Now they just have, like, the dog. That's all there is now.
Right.
Because, or it's like a monkey or something. They changed it completely because cops and robbers are, you know. Oh, the
Should
one,
I
the
look
robber's
it up on
wearing,
Wikipedia?
The robber's wearing black, so that must be a racial statement. It's
that's
like, dude,
that's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, like half the cartoons on Boomerang, they couldn't even play now on regular syndicated television at all. Especially Tom and Jerry.
And San Francisco.
In San Francisco.
We don't watch cartoons.
Because we are the cartoon.
Because we animate our anus holes. And that works good enough.
With syphilis.
see, look at... Oh, no, that's the old one. Wait, do you see my dick?
I can't believe they did that, you know.
Okay, in 2003, Chip was radically designed.
I want to read it. It's my show.
It's his show.
Yeah, thank you.
You got to make me do a slow motion thing soon on the show.
Oh, it doesn't say they changed it for that reason. No, this is stupid. I'm not reading this.
Whoa. See. Oh, no. Yeah, I guess. No, but I know they changed it. Like, it's not the cop and the robber anymore. It's, like, just this one guy. What? Like, the wolf or whatever. The dog or whatever.
In 2003, Chip was radically redesigned, gaining a change in both attitude and species. He is now a Chip the Wolf, originally known as Howler. A slim gray wolf in red sweater. Ironically, his new design seems to have come with a change... back to his criminal ways, the new ads generally depict him trying to steal Cookie Crisp from kids.
Like the Hamburglar.
Yeah, that's stupid.
And the Hamburglar got all, like, Grimace got all nice, and the Hamburglar doesn't really steal shit anymore. He just, you know.
Well, they totally changed the commercials.
Yeah, too, like, they don't call the, like, Cookie Monster, they don't call it that anymore.
Yeah, his name
is,
like, Ben or something.
Yeah.
Because they say it promotes obesity. We talked about this like a long time
ago.
And Oscar is not a grouch because it's too negative. It's like, dude, that's life. There's got to be one bad apple.
Yeah, you have to be, you know, balanced. You can't.
Yeah, man. There's got to be the drug dealer in the trash can.
And not everything's like Full House, you know. There's not every happy ending all the time.
Dude, what's his name? Bob Saget's stand-up is fucking crazy.
I heard the dude's really vulgar.
Yeah. Listen, everybody go out and rent or watch it on HBO. It's called Bob Saget, That Ain't Right. He says fuck more times than Cat Williams.
More times than South Park?
More times than My Cousin Vinny.
More times than The Departed?
More times than Raging Bull, okay?
More times than Gremlins?
They used the F word in Gremlins?
Right.
Gizmo.
More time than Bone Thugs and Harmony. Well, actually, they don't say fuck a lot. They say the N-word constantly. It almost becomes like a five-syllable word.
Yeah. We don't say the N-word on this show.
Well, I only say it when I'm talking black.
That's not nice.
That's an N-word.
Yeah. That ain't right. But anyway, Bob Sack is crazy. What else were we talking about earlier? Margaret Cho. Anybody who doesn't know Margaret Cho.
Assmaster.
You guys like ass too much. Why you guys like ass?
Why do you squint your eyes when you do it?
And he love his friend.
Because I like to be in character. It helps me with my voice.
With your voice? And he likes his friend so much. That's kind of gay.
Flight lice.
Ass master.
That shit was really... She is really funny.
Oh, she's hilarious.
I want a beer.
She's really short, too.
Sure, thank you.
So Ricky's on his fourth Miller Lite.
Oh, yeah.
He loves that Miller Lite. Miller Tag.
Hardly. I am kind of jolted by that stuff, that Sobe stuff.
Are you sure it's not because I'm smacking your ass right now?
That's not my ass. That's my back.
It's cushy and it's under you. I think it's your ass.
We're all, Mike and Tim are having to share a mic because, what was wrong with the
Mike
one mic?
Mike is sharing a mic.
Oh, we need to get a new wire for the other mic that we have.
A new cord or something.
You know, in San Francisco...
We don't need cords. We have wireless sex.
Wireless.
Wait. Oh.
Yeah, right. We need the listeners to send us money. And send us stuff to... Ooh, we want people to send us Christmas cards.
Yeah, our P.O. Box number is... Address. Do it, motherfucker.
It's written down at home. I think it's Post Office Box 725.
In Virginia, we forget everything.
But the Christmas cards have to have pubic hair in them.
No, I don't think so.
I like pubic hair from all over the world.
If I get a pubic hair Christmas card, I'm going to be pissed.
Ridiculous.
All right, you guys keep talking and I'll look for the address.
Wait, you see my dick? It was before that.
She could always send money to a student loan fund, right?
I totally thought that was the real song.
I can beatbox, right?
Post Office Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802.
You guys can't see this, but Ricky actually had to go to his website and look up his P.O. Box.
Yeah, our own website. Well, I'm sorry, guys. We've been slacking on Phone Monkeys a bit, but it's just because life gets
busy. We've been busy.
Yeah, things happen.
You guys have been busy. And just so you know, I added the... I was going to add RSS feeds to, if you have Leopard, you can add RSS feeds now to Apple Mail.
And I saw that.
And I went to add your guys' website on there. You guys don't have an RSS feed.
Yes, we do.
And we ain't talking about busy in the bedroom, although that is a factor.
You hit the RSS button right here.
Oh, no shit. I didn't even see that.
Stupid.
Well.
And all it is foulmonkeys.com/feed.
Ooh.
I think. Right?
Tasty.
But why do you need that when you have iTunes to download it onto your iPod?
I like to keep up on my blogs.
Oh, so do we have an RSS feed for the blog?
Whenever you guys post anything on that webpage, because you have that RSS feed, it'll tell me through my email.
Oh, there we go. And you can put it on this one, too. The Falunky's Forum.
I wish we could do like a poll or something to see how many people stayed in town for Thanksgiving or went away for Thanksgiving.
That's hot.
Who is that? Is that Photoshop?
That's Herb's mom.
That is not mom. Talking about a poll.
He went. Ricky just went to the blog and he's scrolling down. There's a picture of this chicken.
It looks like Courtney Love.
Courtney Love with black.
Courtney
hair.
Plus Love.
That R. Kelly's last victim.
I'm all I wanna be.
This is my favorite one.
Oh.
Dude, what
my
is that?
Goodness. That looks like...
Tell me that's not a vagina.
It looks like a hippopotamus's ass.
Dude, that
spread
is
open.
Way too deep.
What the hell is that?
Oh my god, that is a crater.
That's Britney
ass.
Spears' cooch.
No, that is a cavernous vagina. No, that's
the brown stuff. That looks like poo.
It's her vagina.
That looks like somebody ate their Popeye spinach way too early.
Go take a look at it. Our friend Christian posted it. He says it's like a horse or something, but I don't remember horses having pink skin.
I think it's a pig with Christian inside of him.
There's a bunch of stuff here. Y'all, We haven't posted in a while because we've been on vacation, so.
We're heading to Virginia, y'all.
And junk. And stuff.
Crickets.
Crickets. You don't even listen to podcasts and you know the term. Yeah. Crickets.
Well, he's heard a few episodes.
I've heard a few of your episodes.
Which ones?
I don't listen to
That's what I thought.
Let me remind you that I am the king of our
So, Mike, what's your favorite episode?
Oh, the one I'm on.
Wait till you see my dick.
After that one.
I have a few favorites. The most recent was with Herb's mom. That was a good episode.
Mama said. She's awesome.
Mama said, yeah. And the episode, I can't remember the dude's name, but he's in the military.
Oh, Dustin.
Oh, Dustin. Yeah,
yeah. That was a good episode. He really, you know.
I haven't heard from him in a while, but he MySpaced me a little while ago. His girlfriend came back to Lakeland to hang out for a while, and she said he's doing good.
That's cool. That's cool.
And we signed, she got a t-shirt for him, and we all signed it for him.
I was like, Dustin, fuck some Arab bitches for me. Yeah, in the ass, in the butt.
To his wife.
Oh, I'm just joking. I didn't say that. I'm just joking.
Make him some naughty videos.
Right. yeah, and then I wrote foulmonkeys.com on there, of course.
Oh, of course. Plug, you gotta plug that shit. Like, plug it like a R. Kelly.
Tell all your Arab friends who we talk about all the time.
Plug it like Teddy. What does he say? He's like, I'm Teddy Pender ass down. And you know how rappers like, they'll sing, but then they have these overdubbed versions of themselves in the background, like three of them saying the same word. Like Beastie Boys will be like, you know. Yeah. In the air, and it's like everybody's like, ugh. Like every offbeat, every end of each phrase is like, you know, synchronized with five other voices of the same guy, and they all say the same thing. Ludacris does it constantly, which is like really annoying, but
hilarious,
right? But T-Pain will have instead, he'll have like this like vocal choir section of girls and guys behind him being like, he's like, they call me so cool, and everybody's like, he's so cool. It's like he has like a fucking entourage behind him. You know what I mean? It's like, it's ridiculous.
It sounds like
it's really 1:03 a.m.
No fucking way. Is it really?
If you're ever in the 1:03, I'll have
Well, we were cruising around town. And
yeah, we were cruising.
Yeah,
it's 1:03 a.m. So, wow.
And that's, you're still wired.
That's crazy. Sorry, we're checking our phones.
I swear. That's one of the things about Foul Monkeys is everyone can be so ADD sometimes.
Constantly. Yeah. Especially when we multitasking. Like this one time,
I was totally synchronized. You guys were so synchronized. You both looked at your phones and then you put them away at the same time.
Like I was totally doing Ricky this one time while he was licking on Ryan Tarpley.
I would totally choose someone else other than Ryan Tarpley.
Oh my God. That's mean.
I'd rather have Drew.
Ew. Oh, okay.
Drew's my straight boyfriend.
Yeah, that's true.
Who's cute.
Drew looks like John Lennon and Harry Potter together.
But
it's like, Harry Lennon.
He's cute because he has diabetes, and I think it's cute.
Does he? Oh, yeah.
He has type 1.
That's cute.
Well, he has a little...
Well, it just makes
him
cute because he has the little thing on his side that
like
he has
to
push
the button. Like fucking the BB King thing. Damn. Where he walks around beeping, like when he does something he's not supposed to...
But he's cute.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, I just...
Type 1...
Hurt my ears. Yeah, so he's not fat.
See what we go through to do this free show. Our ears are always hurting.
See what I do.
But it's probably because people are talking about us.
It's probably because I'm pulling on them.
Oh. Wow, there's been a lot of blowjob references today.
I wasn't talking about blowjobs.
Oh.
What were you talking about, Ricky?
Maybe I'm confused.
I was talking about hitting it from the back and putting the pussy up. Beat the pussy up.
I got a 10-foot pole to fill your hole, make nut come out your nose, and fall all over your clothes.
Hot.
Oh, I can do the horse noise. That was good, though. That was like a fucking fish out of water.
That's necrophilia.
Oh, shit. Formaldehyde.
Ew.
Okay, I can do the...
Oh,
I sound like Wilbur.
Give it to me. Give me that big horse cock.
I wish I could. Sometimes I wish
have
I could
a horse
like,
cock.
Reverberate my voice to make many of them. Or you know, there's people who can like ventriloquists and shit. Some guys that are real skilled with their voice. Can
like the dude on the police academy. Whoa! Wait, what happened?
We stepped in a cave.
I hear God.
Into that cavernous pussy.
God?
Yes, son.
God?
Like a prayer.
God?
That's not God. That's James Earl Jones. No, but I wish I could reverberate it, and then I could laugh like those things do on Evil Dead 2, where he walks in the room and he hallucinates, and all the books and the dressers and the doors start laughing at him like crazy.
That is wild.
That is. Well, I can talk evil on top of talking like that.
Like this.
No. That's scary.
This is scaring the shit out of me.
Is it
recorded like that?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Wait, do it again.
Just for a second. Hold on. The same one?
Yeah.
All right.
For real, real, or for play.
That's so scary.
I know.
I think I got cold chills.
I think I need to watch Two Girls and One Cup to come down off that again.
You have diarrhea.
Emily Rose.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That girl was crazy, dude. That girl was crazy.
Whoa.
Space goes.
Sometimes.
Ricky's playing with the soundboard over there. Now, how do you guys get the sounds?
Where do you see my dick?
The sound effects.
That's not even... Oh. That's loud. Mm-hmm. What? You did the and it's on a totally different
one. Yeah, I know. I can talk pretty devilish normally, I guess.
What's the chamber sound like?
It
sounds like Let Me Out. Oh, I sound like I'm on the Little Fatty Cast right now.
It sounds like there should be dripping.
Wait, I'm sorry, the who?
The Little Fatty Cast.
Can you do the who?
Wait, we just had Thanksgiving. Shouldn't this be a positive, spiritual?
Oh.
Happy.
My people. We'll keep going. Here we go.
Oh.
My people of the kingdom of God! Give thanks to the Redskins for allowing us to take over their land!
That is so rude.
I know. That's why it sucks. How do you know which ones are which?
I don't know. I just do it.
Do it like Freddie Jackson.
This is the hallway, which sounds like we're in a cave still.
Or in a bathroom.
That's like the hallway from The Shining. That's how eerie that is. That's like the funniest fucking horror movie I've ever seen.
Which one?
The Shining.
Shining.
Oh, yeah.
Where Jack Nicholson is like walking with the axe towards, and it sounds like someone's behind you.
All right, that's enough of that.
Oh, no, when oh, damn. It was like this gigantic blob in our little soundboard thing. What do you call it? No, when Jack Nicholson is walking towards, what's her name who plays Olive Oil?
Shelley Long.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm not going to hurt him. And she's like, nah. For like 10 minutes, she fucking backs up on the floor. It's like, bitch, run, motherfucker. You know?
I hate that part.
Red run.
That's another thing from Dave Chappelle. He's like, Wayne Brady's like, this is all you got me, bitch. This is all you worked out for tonight. And Dave Chappelle's like, Wayne Brady's like, tell Dave Chappelle you like his show. And she's like, hi, Dave, I love your show. And he's like, run, bitch, run for your life. We're ready to go kill your ass. I like that episode.
I think one of my favorite episodes is the reparations.
Oh. Yeah.
This just in, the biggest merger ever, FUBU and KFC.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing. What was it? Sprint Communications is now the... Sprint Communications is the richest company of the world. Oh, everyone, boost.
Where you at, nigga?
Everyone
that's
paid.
That's what they said on the fucking show.
Everyone paid their bills.
Oh my god!
That was a pretty good episode.
That was a good episode.
And she was like, "He goes, have you always been a truck driver?" He's like, "I ain't no truck driver. I'm a janitor. I'm rich, bitch.
I stole this truck.
Right.
It was a truck of
Newports,
cool cigarettes.
Or cool cigarettes. Yeah,
cool cigarettes.
Of course, because menthol in black people. Of course.
Menthols.
Hey, I smoked menthols.
Yeah, he smoked Newports.
Well, maybe you're
you
back.
Are from Roanoke.
I do have a little dark inside me.
By injection.
You have a little dark chocolate.
I've really never been with a white guy.
Beat the pussy up.
I don't think. Well, I did one time with a white guy. Always been Italian or black or.
Well, Italians are white people, like by race.
Oh no,
but
no.
Not ethnicity. Yeah,
not by dick.
Not by dick.
It's so true.
Hey, what was that movie you said scared the shit out of you?
Event Horizon.
Event Horizon.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh no.
Can I do it? Event Horizon. With Lawrence Fishburne.
We'll scare the shit out of you. Step into the light, Caroline.
No. What's the thing? I gotta do. No. Leave it on. I gotta do the Christopher Lloyd thing at the end of Roger Rabbit, where he's like, "Oh, okay. Can you make the voice real high? Can you do a high voice?"
Sometimes.
Is that a?
I don't know how to make it high.
For shizzle dizzle.
Pitch. There we go. Okay, this is I need to talk normal to start it off. Or to talk deep. But anyway. So Christopher Lloyd at the end of Who Framed Roger Rabbit is like,
"Remember me, Eddie? When I killed your brother, I talked just like this."
And his fucking eyes.
You better hope none of your listeners are on acid right now.
and his fucking eyes turn into knives, and they're movie. Like, ding. That's like the fucking scariest.
With the red eyes. Oh, my God. That was so scary. Shit.
And his arm turns into that buzzsaw. Oh, my God. That was so scary.
I love that movie. It was awesome.
Why does Jessica Rabbit always have her boobs up to everyone else's chin?
And her hair is always...
No matter if they're taller than her... Her boobs are on their chin.
So they can do chin-ups. and motorboat at the same time. You know. Can I do the motorboat on your balls, baby?
Her name was Jessica. Sure. But was it really Jessica? Or was it Hasika?
Oh, Hasika. Fucking outsourcing. I love it. What's her name? Rebecca.
Shut
I don't
up.
Know.
They have a website where you can find other gay gamers for the Wii.
Yeah.
Like purposely?
Oh, wait. No.
It's called mapwee.com.
Like Mothers Against Protection? I don't know.
Mothers Against.
What does that have to do with gays?
Like, well, I guess you go there and you put your orientation as gay and then your Wii code.
And then you put your Wiimote in your ass with the Wii
Wouldn't
condom on.
Wouldn't
that
be awesome if they came out with a like an anal rape game for Wii?
Does this include the controller?
Oh, my God.
Look, Ricky, you scored double penetration.
Ding, 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 ding.
Would that be considered cheating?
Oh, my God.
What's the cheat code?
Only if you have two girls in a cup.
Oh, God.
Ew.
That's so gross.
That was, oh.
I think I puked a little.
You know, honestly, that Christopher Lloyd thing that I just did was seriously not even as high as the real one in the movie. It goes so fucking high. I don't even know how they did that. Like, I mean, I know it's probably just a recording technique, but I've never
heard Mariah Carey do it.
With her 8-octave ass. Can you imagine her in bed with sex? She's probably cracking windows in China.
You know? I'm gonna ball gag that shit.
With your balls.
She's all, pull my
That's Mariah Carey.
Glass shattering.
All right, so people, it's
fucking retarded.
Coming to an end. And so is the show.
Coming to an end.
Sorry.
I think you should do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What?
Why?
Emily Rose.
Oh, I didn't see
that movie.
It
was
just
stupid.
Girl was crazy.
I was so upset with that movie.
Really?
I was like, that shit is not scary.
That was supposed
I could
to
do I'm a flirt in that voice.
No, that's okay.
No, it'd be funny. It'd be Munchkin flirts.
All right, you ready?
Like fall the overgrown. Cause I'm a flirt. Seeing as I walk up in the club. Bitch, I'm a flirt. I don't know. Whatever. Whole song. And junk and stuff. The rainbow bright. It's like
Okay, if nobody's used Xbox Live before, on the first Xbox Live.
Look at this. Look.
Oh my god, that shit is so loud. We're sorry, listeners. We love you. Okay, on the original Xbox Live, you could play Tetris like online with people, and they had all these voice modulation things so that you could fuck with people, so that you would sound different when you're talking because there was no typing. It's all headset. So they had like cartoon and fairy princess and like evil. And we used to sit with the one that was like Munchkin for like hours and just sit there laughing at ourselves. Because when you go in the options, you can hear yourself. And we're just like, It was hilarious.
We represent the Lonely Popkins! The Lonely Popkins! The Lonely Popkins!
Follow the yellow brick road.
If you go on YouTube and you look up like Alvin and the Chipmunks doing popular songs, they do like,
"Let me buy you a drink."
Except it's like, "What has he?" He goes,
"Buy you a drink."
It's like terrible.
All right, so we have to be ending this this show
right now.
So, Mike, do you know how to end the show?
Oh, shit.
Run it like a track meet.
What? I don't know what that means.
It's a Gwen Stefani shit.
Oh.
I can't
say. ¿Puedo decir algo en español, nomás para que diga algo en español? Que piensen que estoy diciendo algo en español.
Okay, I know that has nothing to do with the show.
That was a lot of Spanish.
It just made me hot.
I think it made Ricky hot, too.
Is that a boner I see?
Well, I just want to thank Foul Monkeys for coming up and crashing with us for tonight, kicking back.
I know.
And thanks for...
Do you feel awesome?
Yes.
You should.
That's cool.
Are y'all wired? Because you guys drank those energy drinks. I'm just good.
I'm starting to come down a little bit from
it. Yeah, I'm mellowing out.
You guys were hyper?
Well, I was feeling a little jittery.
Yeah.
And junk.
Do you need the butt sex to calm down? Huh?
It was this Sobe, great can.
Silver can, right?
Silver, black, yeah. So it'd be energy drink, sugar-free.
It makes them see different colors.
So I guess we'll end the show since Mike doesn't know how to do that.
All right. For all of you listeners, foulmonkeys.com is the website. Check us out, foulmonkeys@gmail.com, to email us. Let us know what you think. Comment, hate us, love us, fuck us up, stop doing those weird voices, whatever you got to say.
Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Also send something to our post office box.
MySpace.com/foulmonkeys.
If you want a Christmas card from us, then email us your address and we'll send you one.
And when we'll send you a foul ass Christmas card that
probably
smells like
ass. How about if they send you one, you send them one?
Yeah, but what if I don't get it until like December 27th?
Oh, that's true.
Is there a flirt?
Jesus was a flirt.
he was flirting with death.
He still is.
Jesus lives.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus walks. Listen to Kanye West.
Oh,
right.
Jesus hates black people.
Hey, do you guys do shout outs?
Yeah, go ahead. Do it.
Go ahead.
I don't know of any.
I want to shout out to all my LJ peeps.
Your ass is sweaty. Sorry, I was touching something.
That has to go out.
No, I like it.
To Foul Monkeys. To all the boys at B Talk.
And the ones in the hood.
In the hood.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Anyone specific on LJ?
Oh, shit. I have a lot of friends on there.
I can't believe we called the R. Kelly thing. I'm sorry.
That's so 42 minutes ago.
You had to look at that shit. Later.
Yeah.
We sound like Pokemon.
Pokemon or Pokemon?
Both.
Pokemon yes.
Tomato, tomato.
Pokemon.
Dude, fucking Office Space. I was looking at your shirt and I was like, not gonna work anymore either. Remember that shit?
My
Bob's
are
talking about. Oh, that was hilarious.
It's a good movie.
Oh, he's like Peter, you're a very bad person. I love that movie.
We like the 40-year-old virgin.
That was a good movie, too. Mm, it's super funny. Bad. I highly recommend it.
I haven't seen that. You only like it because there's a fat boy in it.
Did I say
well, that,
this?
Too?
Yeah, crazy. he's not bad looking.
And we want to see Knocked Up.
He's like my age.
That was awesome.
That was good.
All right, so people, we got to finish this
not
up.
Super bad.
Knocked Up?
Yeah, do we have NuckNuck?
Let's watch NuckNuck.
No, we rented it.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
So, make sure you visit us, all the stuff that we previously talked about like 5 minutes ago.
Can I
MySpace it? Check out our blog, RSS feed us.
Can we end it with me doing my favorite
fetus,
part?
Feed us, F-E-T-U-S.
F-E-T-I-O-U-O, sorry.
Can we end what?
Can we end it with me doing my favorite part from the 4-year-old version?
Sure.
Okay. I might say the N-word again, though, I'm sorry. But I'm doing my black voice when I do it. I'm
talking, but they say it in the movie, it's okay.
I'm talking en negro. Are we done, or is that it?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay, the best part in the entire
movie. This is
Ricky. Oh, this is her.
Angry goatee.
Tim.
This is episode 130, and we are leaving you with
the 40-year-old virgin. He's like, wait a minute. She hiding the kid from you? Trust me on this one. You don't want no baby daddy drama, man. Trust me on this one. Because what if 6 months down the road, you hang out with this girl, and the ex-husband's in prison, and he got niggas on the outside, and they stalking you, man. And then Steve Carell's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And it's like, I don't know, it's just the guy from Weeds, the black guy, is like hilarious. He's so, like, un-gangster that it's, I don't know. It's, and then when he gets into that little spat with the other black guy, he's like, hey, man, can you hook me up with that stereo? He's like, you know, I don't know. And then the guy's like, you know,
keep your bitches on a leash.
Yeah, he's like, hey man, bitches running wild. You need to keep this hoe on a leash. You know, hurting for squirting. Okay. He's like, she was a hoe for show. All right, we're done.
All right, we're out here, people.
I'm a flirt.
Bye.
Later.
Hey guys, this is Kevin in North Carolina. We're leaving messages for Ricky because we had such a fun time with you this weekend. Anyway, now I'm gonna pass the phone and let everybody talk. Okay, here's Ryan.
Kevin Lee lives in Greenville, North Carolina, Dork.
Here, hold on.
Jason, yes, take your name.
Hi, this is Jason, formerly known as Miss Keisha, and soon to be Duty Shoot LaRue. I am the famous drag queen impersonator, and I used to perform at the Paddock, and soon I will be performing as Brianna.
Bree.
This is Bree, and all I've got to show for a day hanging out with these people is a busted lip, and I'm completely covered in salt water, but it was fun anyway.
And this is DJ from North Carolina, and I'm surprised I'm not drunk yet, but it was fun.
Okay, so these are my weird friends in North Carolina, okay? I'm really sorry. Ryan didn't even say his name. Anyway, bye. Love you guys.
Hi, y'all. This here's Wilma Jean Time Pussy, South Mississippi's foremost sex expert, with sex tip number 123. Have you ever considered the erotic possibilities of fruit? Fruit is delicious and sensual. Whether you and your partner share an erotic snack, place a morsel in your mouth to sweeten a kiss, or lightly rub juice pieces all over one another's bodies and lick them off. Try feeding your lover a succulent strawberry or a ripe piece of mango at the end of a romantic dinner and see where it leads. The next thing you know, your lover's going to be eating grapes right out of your vajiji. This has been sex tip number 123, and this is Wilma Jean Pine Pussy. Have a good day.